Scroll, scroll. Everybody, welcome to episode 7 of your Troll Scroll podcast, an Elder Scrolls Online podcast. My name is Tom Powers, and it is my pleasure to be hosting this show tonight. And this week, we sort of don't have that much to talk about, unlike the others. We don't really have that much new stuff to discuss. There are a couple points. We got the Nameless Mage Contest, and we want to speculate a little bit about underwater PvP. And then my French friend over here, Tim LaPerriere, is going to take the other portion of the episode and talk a little bit about Legion, a guild that is going to be in the Elder Scrolls Online, our Troll Scroll guild. And I have very high expectations with the direction this guild is going. Obviously, I'm biased, of course, but we'll jump into that more in depth soon. Tim LaPerriere! My fellow Michigander, how's the weather up there, buddy?
It's rather chilly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Michigan's sort of, it's weird because a couple days ago, it was nice and warm. It was like 70-something, I think, at one point. And then today it was like 23. So it's just something you get used to living in Michigan. Plus the hurricanes that, there's two, isn't there? There might be another one coming now. I'm not really a weatherman, but Sandy decided to continue going over to Michigan and come over and say, hey, what's up? And she kind of left some rain and
yeah, crazy. I heard there's already over 6 inches of snow up by Petoskey.
It's
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Tis the season.
How
you doing, man? All good?
I'm doing grand tonight.
And last but certainly not least, Dan the Man.
What's going on, Tom? How you doing?
I'm doing swell, man. How are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. What did you do today?
Today was a rough day, I had class at 9 o'clock in the morning and learned about Z-tests and T-statistics and pooled variants and a bunch of stuff, and then I went to work.
Let's not put our listeners to sleep.
Okay, so basically your day sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan.
Well, I'm hoping that it will take a turn for the better, buddy.
Yeah, okay. I guess not.
And you're a funny guy. All right, so let's jump right into it, guys. We got a contest, and this is an awesome contest, I think. The Elder Scrolls Online development team, community team, ZeniMax Online Studios, is having a contest called the Nameless Mage. So just bear with me real quick as I read this. This is the story of a young and powerful Dark Elf, who is also an up-and-coming member of the Mages Guild. He, along with the very best of his peers, was hand-selected by mages, guild leader and founder Vanis Galerion, to accompany you in the assault on Cold Harbor. When the mass portal to Cold Harbor went awry, these formidable mages' guild members arrived, scattered over the icy wasteland of Molag Mal's realm. Separated from their allies and you, their partner, the group was captured and imprisoned by Molag Mal's Daedric army for use in torturous live training exercises. The young Dark Elf is trapped in a cage with his fellow Mages Guild members. The imprisoned group is plotting an escape, but one small thing is missing. His name. Starting today, November 13, 2012, through Wednesday, November 21st, 2012, you can enter the Nameless Mage Contest, blah, 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 blah. So basically, what they're asking you to do, and they got this awesome picture of this mage on the website. If you need ideas for submitting a name. But basically, they need help choosing the first and last name of this nameless mage. And the prizes are as follow. Obviously, if you win, that name that you choose will be used for that Dark Elf NPC when you play the game. You also get one Elder Scrolls Online print of the Dark Elf NPC concept art shown above on the website. We'll link it below the podcast post. One Elder Scrolls Online t-shirt and one Elder Scrolls Online poster. I think this is cool. And I'm going to go off a limb here. Don't you think that they're going to have to do this for the other factions at least once? For the other factions to make it sort of fair? Can we see two more of these contests in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think we could see similar contests, or perhaps this character will actually be more of a character that's known throughout all the factions, so maybe it'll be one of those quests that we get to play through no matter what faction we decide to play as, because it would kind of suck to name a character in an enemy faction and then never get to see, you know, like if you won the contest and you get, you know, to get your name in the game and then never get to see that character, it kind of takes a little bit away from it. So I think either this character will be throughout all three factions questing, or we'll run into him some way or another, or yeah, we could definitely see two more contests like this.
Yeah, I think this is pretty unique. Another thing that's cool is they are also asking for a little bit of sort of background and biography of why you chose the name and why it fits this character.
Ooh, add a little bit to the story.
Along with the submission. And I don't know. I think this is pretty unique. I have never seen anything like this where the developers ask the fans to sort of actually have a pretty unique impact on the game that ultimately we'll all play. I think that's why it's so cool to me.
I think it's a great idea. They're getting their fans engaged with the game and the production of it, so when they get to submit their name, they get to see that character later on in the gameplay. And if I made a name and they picked a name, I'd be like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah, so Dan, where are you going to name your nameless mage?
You know, I'm not really good with names at all. I'm really bad with names. Playing War Z, I had to make 5 character names, and I just get rashed on for all my names. So we're just going to
What's one of your characters' names? What's the funniest character name from
them? Well, one of them is Brad Lightman, and I just randomly made that up.
That's cute.
Just because I thought it was cool.
Oh, sure.
Another one is Jutakutle, which is the god of fire for the Aztecs.
So you didn't really make that up.
Know about ancient. What?
So you didn't really make that up.
No, I didn't make that one up. But the girl that I have one girl character. Her name is Adriana Valero. I made that up too.
Stop. Okay, just stop. Wow.
It's better than my names.
those names are so random. There's no consistency between any of them.
My nameless mage would not have a good one. I would probably have to sit down for an hour to figure out a good name for it.
Yeah, and it would probably suck, let's be real.
Wow.
Yeah. It's true. Kidding.
Let's cut the kid deep.
Just kidding. ZeniMax Online is nice enough. They link the Imperial Library and also the Sword of Dunmar wiki page from the unofficial Elder Scrolls pages. UESP.net. So if you guys are interested in being a part of this contest, I suggest you look into sort of the background and lore revolving around the Dunmer, aka the Dark Elves, and you might have a better chance with your name submission or even winning the contest if you have more sort of knowledge about how the Dunmer name their, you know, race and stuff like that. I think it's really cool. I'm stoked that they're doing this. I think it's...
Are you going to make a submission, Tom?
No. I don't think so. I don't think so, man. let someone else have the fun. But what's interesting is all these prizes, the approximate value of all these prizes together is about $100. That's a pretty big deal. And I don't even think, like, the t-shirt and the concept art image and the poster, I think that it's already cool that your name is going to be an NPC character in the game, you know?
Right.
But that's awesome that you're getting those extras too. Very cool. Very unique. Do you guys have any other comments about that?
No.
Not really.
All right. Good deal. So, second topic is swimming. Swimming in the Elder Scrolls Online.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Swimming. What do you do? You swim, swim, swim.
Yeah, that's... Thanks for that Finding Nemo nostalgia, Tim.
Oh.
You brought me back. Basically, we saw from that intro to TESO video a short glimpse of people jumping in the water and sort of bicycling in the water. I mean, they were obviously swimming. So I guess we're going right to speculation station right now. Okay? Do you think that there will be underwater RVR objectives in Cyrodiil? Yes or no, starting with Tim.
No.
Dan, what do you think?
I don't think they're going to do it either. It's a lot of work, I think.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to make the anime. They would have to make it look a little bit different, and putting the textures over and everything, it'd be really intense.
See, okay. Underwater RVR objectives, no. The reason being, I really don't know why or what position or strategic position it would be to have an underwater base that's sitting in Cyrodiil. Like, I don't know how that, like, protects a trade route or anything, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think they would just do it just out of the sheer possibility of just to do it because they could, okay? I think there would have to be a reason for it, and I don't think that they would do that with RVR just because... A lot of RVR has to do with siege weapons and taking down walls and so on and so forth. And yeah, I mean, I guess we could shoot harpoon guns at each other and, you know, kind of burst each other's air bubbles or something like that. I think Argonians would have a total unfair advantage there because they breathe underwater, so that's totally sort of unfair there. But beside that, I mean, I really do think, though, from a PvE standpoint, there definitely could be some, like, dungeons or something to explore, because in Oblivion, when you did the Knights of the Nine DLC, they had one of the pieces of the armor, I believe it was the helmet, was in the lake right next to the Imperial City, the kind of, like, giant lake that surrounds the Imperial City. You had to, like, swim out to the middle of it, then dive down deep, and then there was, like, this door that you could open up, and you kind of went into, like, this ancient, you know, hidden crept underneath the water. So I could totally see them doing that just because, you know, and there's various Easter eggs, too, that are in Oblivion and even Skyrim that are located underwater. So I could totally see them having underwater objectives for maybe a quest or, you know, just for exploration or something like that. You know, because, like I said, exploration's a big part of... you know, the Elder Scrolls Online, and it's a big part of the Elder Scrolls in general, and they've been staying true to the Elder Scrolls, so I could see them totally putting in underwater objectives for PvE and exploration purposes, but not necessarily RVR.
Interesting. And the reason I ask that question is because in Guild Wars 2, in the world versus world versus world, they actually do have underwater RVR-esque objectives. And basically what you do is you take these objectives and it adds to your resource pool, the resources that are accumulated underwater. I don't know if it's water, if that's like a resource that you need for your army. I don't really know the lore.
Everyone's thirsty. Dive to the bottom of the lake. Grab us some water. Can't we just take it off the top? No.
Okay. That's a good point. But anyways, that's the only reason why I brought it up. I don't know. It was just sort of in the back of my mind. But it does make sense what you guys said. I think that would be maybe a little silly lore-wise with the Elder Scrolls. I don't know. Like the Argonians, like you said, would have a dramatic advantage. They would just be owning everyone. So let's be real. It would be like people jumping into a lake and fighting a bunch of, like, sharks like that. That would be the
ride on the back of dolphins or whales or something. That'd be cool.
Some kind of snake creature. I don't know if sharks existed back then, did they?
A serpent.
Well, back then, I mean, the Elder Scrolls Online. Back then, never happened, technically
speaking. I mean, you go as far back in history as you want. I don't think you're going to find Tamriel.
That's true.
I'm sure there's some type of shark creature or Loch Ness monster, if you will, of the Elder Scrolls universe. What are those Horskers? I hate those things. Those things are the giant, like, seal things with, like, the tusks that come out of their mouth.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I mean, they're not really that intimidating. They're just kind of annoying, but you got mud crabs, which are pretty intimidating.
I guess.
No? Okay.
All right, so we've came to the conclusion that there will be no underwater RVR.
At least we think.
Speculatory-wise.
Speculatory-wise.
Okay, that's sort of a relief. Yeah. That's sort of a relief. So Tim, you do think, though, like, players will be able to explore underwater, and they might, be swimming, and they find a cave underwater. They go through the cave, and they swim up, and they end up in sort of a cavern or something?
Sure. And it's things like that that really encourage people to go out and explore. That's what makes exploring fun, because that's one of the big things in The Elder Scrolls. When you play Oblivion and Morrowind and Skyrim, you go through and you go to do quests, and we've been saying it, and ZeniMax has been saying it, you get distracted by other things that happen in the world. And, you know, sometimes, like, for instance, in Skyrim right now, because I'm playing through it again, I'm going to beat it, actually, this time. I go around, and I'm on a mission to, I'm trying to raise my smithing right now, so I need to buy a lot of iron bars, so I need to get a lot of gold, so I'm doing a bunch of quests. Well, I get a quest, and I go to the, fort or whatever to go do the quest or whatever, and I get distracted by a Dwemer base, an underwater city, or underground city, I'm sorry. And that, or I get distracted by some Nord ruins, or I get distracted by, a word of power on top of a mountain or something like that. It takes me from my main objective. And, I think a lot of people are going to like exploring in The Elder Scrolls Online just because you get to do it in The Elder Scrolls universe. We get to go to lands that we've never seen before. We get to do it with our friends, most importantly. And I think that adds a lot more to the whole exploration, the whole exploration of the Elder Scrolls universe, just because we do get to do it with our friends, and it makes it that much more fun. So, yeah, I think, I like I said, we've seen it in Skyrim, we've seen it in Oblivion. I never played Morrowind, but I'm sure you could have done it in Morrowind. I would definitely see underworld or underwater exploration, caves and hidden treasures or whatever.
Dan, what do you think? Do you think going underwater you may find some, unique trinkets?
Trinkets, I hope so. I want to go down there and find some kind of water staff or something, increase my water magic or something. You know what I mean?
Water your staff.
Water magic.
For water magic.
Yeah, like Tim said with exploration, you go swimming, maybe you go down into a river, and what if you found this magical Atlantis city? That would be so cool, and you do a quest down there for the city, and then you get a quest item.
Dan, are you a waterbender?
I wish I was. Like Katara?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
You got the reference. Good.
Yeah, I like Avatar.
So do I.
I watched the second season, too.
All right, great.
Oh, that's great, guys. Welcome to Trollscro, an Elder Scrolls Online podcast.
Hey, whatever. Sort of on topic. I was going to bring up Bioshock next. Or Bioshock. I'm sorry.
All right, well, I mean, that does it for the first half of the show. Let's talk about the second half. The second half being Legion. Tim, let's talk about Legion, man.
All right. What do you want to know?
What sort of... Legion is going to be the Troll Scroll Guild in The Elder Scrolls Online.
Yep.
We already have it started. We got our own website. We got a page started on TamrielFoundry.com. We are getting the applications in, we are starting to recruit. We're trying to get the ball rolling. And Tim, just explain why. Why so early?
Well, we feel, and we kind of field tested this, so to speak, when we started playing Star Wars The Old Republic, okay? Back when Tor came out, they had this pre-guild program that you could get into on the main SWTOR website, and you could start your guild up, and it happened back, I want to say, in April and of 2012, and this was obviously several months before the game came out, and it gave everybody a chance to kind of form together and get to know your guild, so that when you go to launch on game day, you have a solid guild, group of players that already knows each other, they've already been playing games with each other, they know what everybody's about, they have a common objective, a common goal in mind. So it makes starting off on day one that much more fun, because you're already playing with a group of friends. So we're starting off early so we can get as many people as we can before the game launches, and so we can get to know as many of our members as possible. Legion is going to be a RVR focused guild. Okay, Legion, a lot of our guys are very heavy into PvP, and Legion is exactly what it is. It's a Legion. It's a bunch of players. That's the idea. The idea of Legion is to have a bunch of players set up sort of like a Roman Legion or the Imperial Legion in Skyrim, and it's going to be, you know, ranked with, you know, Imperial, not necessarily Imperial, but just, you know, Legion ranks and so on and so forth, like Centurions and Auxiliaries and Legionaries and so on and so forth. And basically the idea is going to be to create a giant guild that is focused and built around RVR, so that when we go into RVR, we'll be able to set up different strategic strategies, I guess you could say.
Strategic strategies.
Great. It's like they're using the same word. I'm pretty sure you can't do that. But you get what I'm saying. We'll be able to set up things, and we'll be able to set up objectives and be able to carry things out a lot more smooth. Okay, it won't be like, okay, everybody just go in and Zerg, and we're all going to Zerg, you know, this keep over here in Braville, and then we're going to Zerg the one up in Shadenhall or whatever. You know, it's going to be more organized, and it's going to be more tactical, okay? We're kind of going to not necessarily an RP stance, but we kind of want to have a little bit of that Elder Scrolls RP flavor mixed in. We're not forcing anybody to RP, but we want to have that RP flavor mixed in with our guild, so that when you're playing in the guild, you know, you're playing just like you would with any other guild, but you feel like you're playing in the Elder Scrolls. You feel like you're playing in an Elder Scrolls army, okay? Because it's going to be, it's a high elf only guild, you know, that creates a niche, and we're kind of drawing and we're in the process of creating this high elf storyline, this high elf background for our guild. And, you know, we really think it's a good story. And we want to create this just immersive playing experience for those people in our guild and, you know, the people that we play with.
Yeah, Tim, can you explain real quick why Legion is only a high elf guild?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people at first, when we first brought this up, were thinking, you know, well, that kind of, you know, eliminates the possibility of having these other members, because you won't have access to Khajiit, and you won't have access to, you know, Wood Elves. By the way, I mean, obviously we're playing as, you know, the Altmeri Dominion. But the reason we're doing that is because it creates a unique niche for your guild. Okay, seeing a guild that has a niche, whether it's, you know, everybody of the same class, everybody of the same race, everybody that wears the same armor, everybody that, you know, is the same whatever, okay? When you see a guild in unison doing the same thing, when they all have a common, you know, trait, if you will, it kind of draws other people in, because they think, okay, that's actually unique. You know, it's kind of ironic if you think about it, because you're not really unique. You know what I'm saying? You're all the same. You're all high elves, right? So you think to yourself, well, how is that unique? But you think about it, and you don't see guilds like that. You do, but you don't see too many guilds like that. You just see, you know, usually you see guilds that are just like, oh yeah, whoever, whatever, just come on in. And that's fine, but they don't really have anything unique about them. There's no, like, flavor to joining their guild. There's no like, okay, what purpose is there to join their guild other than, you know, hey, we do RVR, we do PvP, we do PvE, yada, 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 yada. But having this unique trait within our guild, we feel that we're going to be able to draw people in and kind of make our guild stand out from other guilds. So that's kind of why we went with, that's actually majority of the reason why we went with a high elf only guild. Plus the high elves are just really interesting in my opinion. And, you know, people that are in the guild too that have done research into them, they've also agreed that high elves, they have an interesting background. Yes, they were douchebags in Skyrim, but I mean, they are very, very intelligent and they just have a very interesting culture, I think. And I think playing as a high elf only guild will be able to play off of the story and the lore that high elves have created already for themselves, and we'll be able to create, you know, sort of our own story that'll be unique, fun, and immersive and entertaining for everyone that plays in the guild.
Well, and you know what's awesome about the Elder Scrolls Online is ZeniMax Online, their class system has so much freedom.
Right.
It's not really theme park. It's not limited or, you know, it's not cookie cutter.
Right.
Which is great because everyone in our guild, we can fulfill all roles of the Trinity: tank, heal, DPS. If people want to use bow and arrow, you can do that with the high elves. You could use whatever weapons. You could wear whatever gear you want to. That's something that's so unique about this MMORPG, where we can actually function and not be limited by the choice of our race or faction. And we don't know for sure yet if there are or are not racial abilities in the Elder Scrolls Online. But even still, the fact that everything can become, you know, an option, the way you play, if you do DPS, heals, or tank, you can make it viable in every way. And that helps us so much with the creation of this guild.
Right. Right.
Tim, where are we recruiting, man? Talk about where we're recruiting. What game are we playing right now?
Well, we're not necessarily recruiting from the game, but obviously with starting a guild this soon, you have to have something to keep your guild mates entertained until the game that you're eventually going to be playing comes out. So right now, we're playing WarZ, which for those who don't know, it's basically like playing The Walking Dead, if anybody's watched that. Okay, it's essentially exactly what it is. The game's only in alpha, so it's very, very early in development still, but it's a great game, especially for where it's at in development. And basically, it's a zombie survival game. You get online with your friends, and the objective is to survive. So you have to go to these cities, you have to loot these towns, you have to loot these villages or whatever, and zombies are obviously infested all over the land, and you have to survive them and survive enemy players who... Because it's basically just... There's no factions or anything like that. You're just in the game, and so anybody
sandbox.
Anybody can come up and attack you. You know, even the people that you're playing with can attack you. So, you know, you go in and the objective is just to survive. You have to just fend yourself off from enemy players and zombies, and you have to defend yourself from starvation and dehydration and you know, all that stuff. So it's a fun game. It really is. It's a fun game. There's a lot of tactical strategies and maneuvers and so on and so forth. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So that's what we're doing for now. And I think eventually we're probably going to be playing a little bit of PlanetSide 2 when that comes out later at the end of this month. And I'm sure there'll be other games that come out in 2013 or whatever that we'll, you know, be playing too. So we'll be playing several games, you know, over the course of the next year or so. But yeah, that's basically where we're standing with what we're doing to keep ourselves entertained.
Yeah, we're just trying to get the community to know each other before the game comes out, so right. It's not all last minute, you know? Yeah. Right. We're starting to build friendships and relationships with our fellow guildmates right now.
Get everybody comfortable with each other, right.
Exactly. Exactly. Tim, what is the website that they can apply on?
Well,
if they're interested.
The website, head over to trollscroll.com, okay, and head up to our little tab that we have. It's named Legion, so you'll be able to find it. But it's at the top right-hand corner of the screen. Go ahead and click on that, and then read up on the guild a little bit, and then give the link a click, and it'll take you to our website, and from there you can, you know, read up on our guild policy. You can check out the guild ranking system, you know, and you can check out what the guild's all about. Visit our forums, if you go to the forums, okay, there's a section under the general discussion, or the guild information section, my apologies, and it basically lets you know what Legion's all about. The thread's titled About Legion, and it gives you a whole list of what Legion is based around. You know, RVR, built on respect, PvE-oriented, you know, so on and so forth, stuff like that. So give it a look, check it out, see if you're interested in it, and if you are, go ahead and apply in the recruitment section, and we'll be happy to set you up with an interview and potentially get to know you a little bit more and see what you're all about, and might get you in the guild. So check us out.
Excelente. Excelente. Anything else? Anything else about Legion?
No, we're a growing guild. We're a growing guild. We're getting people active. We're getting people in the guild. So, you know, we're still on the smaller side now, but obviously, I mean, we just started up a couple weeks back anyway, so we're planning to change that. We're rapidly growing too, might I add. So come join us. Come play.
Indeed. Indeed. All right, boys and girls, that is episode 7, a short one indeed, unlike our other one-hour shows. The reason why it was so short, just not a lot of new info. We covered sort of a lot of stuff last week and the week before, but I am hoping that we will get some new stuff very soon to talk about and dissect, new stuff to speculate upon. But thank you for joining us, guys and gals, with Troll Scroll Episode 7. Dan the Man, thanks for coming on the show, dude.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tim LaPierre, you as well?
Sure.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at Real Troll Scroll. Real, R-E-A-L, Troll Scroll. You can like us on Facebook. Search the keyword Troll Scroll. And, of course, visit trollscroll.com for all the news you need to know about the Elder Scrolls Online. And check out some awesome editorials by our very own Cy Craddy. And we are getting also a new author to join our community by the name of Ryan. So I'm looking forward to seeing everything that they dissect, break down, and speculate upon. They have some awesome angles on the news that is unveiled. Other than that, take care, guys and gals. Be good.
See you later.
Stop right there! We'll be right back.